Cape Talk.
DIY.
Mr. DIY himself is with us from IPMT Remedial Building Consultants and Paint Project Management. Angelo D'Ambrosio, always lovely to have you with us.
Thank you.
He comes bearing gifts today. Angelo's brought in a wonderful paint hamper to give away as a prize for the most interesting or intriguing call of the segment. It's buckets of paint of some kind and a very special looking paintbrush. Tell us more.
Well, we're going into winter and we all know that because we haven't had rain, you're going to have problems. So this is a waterproofing system, commonly known in the industry as Pup and Lup. It's an acrylic waterproofing system with a membrane, and you get 5 liters of the paint with a paintbrush, 100ml paintbrush, as well as an empty spare bucket. And that's for the person who asks the most intriguing question.
Very generous donation. Thank you so much. All right, that means you've got to get dialing on 021-446-0567 if you'd like to win that Pup and Lup system. What sort of roof would this be suitable for, or is it just for roofs?
No, you can use it on roofs. You can use it in ponds and dams, roof laps, parapet walls. Keep going.
Okay, it's a very good system. Long list of things that leak that we were chatting about in our previous segment.
You know, on roof screws, for example, mm-hmm. you could cut the lup and put the membrane over. So it's a great system, and it's a quick and easy system to use.
Is it something you can easily do DIY?
This is a DIY product.
Okay, thank you for bringing it in, and may the best caller win. We had several questions come in during the week, Angelo, and while we wait for the first calls to come through, I'm going to start with a couple of those. And the first one came from Henry, and it is a painting question. I know you love those. Henry is sitting with an asbestos tile roof. Wants to know, is painting it with Euro rubber a good idea? For those of us who have no idea what Euro rubber is, please explain before you answer the question.
Okay, so it's a type of coating that they put over. Okay, you get it. There's various makes. So you get, the one I'm more familiar with is something called the polyurea system. Okay. And basically what it is it's almost like a plastic layer that gets melted in a machine, and they spray it on, and it forms a layer which dries in about an hour, and you could actually drive a car over it if your roof would last. But yeah, you could drive a car over the product. So the products are good. Okay. And just remember, asbestos roofs can be overcoated if you do them properly. And there's still the asbestos regulations that needs to be followed, but they can be coated. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take it off.
Okay.
But it depends on the quality, what type, how thin the roof sheet is, etc. There's a whole lot of information.
Factors, yeah. I know you've said this before. You've got to be really careful when you're working with asbestos, and there are those very strict regulations. Is that an area that can be touched DIY, or is it better to get an expert in for a job like that?
Okay. So if you're working with asbestos, to me, it's something I don't think you should touch. Rather get a bit of information or get a contractor that's a registered asbestos contractor, and that will be the best way forward, because it just takes you out of any danger, should there be any danger.
Okay. Angelo D'Ambrosio with us, tackling your general DIY questions on 021-446-0567. You're also very welcome to tweet your question at Cape Talk. Anonymous, okay. Is it router or router? I never know. I know router. The computer has a router, but the garage has a router, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Anonymous has a router bit that always seems to get stuck and says, I have to grapple it out with pliers. Am I doing something wrong, or is there something I can do to prevent this happening?
Well, I think the first question I would ask is, when you get it out, is there any damage? Number one. Number two, if you put in another bit, does the other bit also struggle? If you struggle to get all the bits out, then there's probably something wrong with the chuck. If not, then maybe there's something wrong with that particular bit.
Okay. Yeah. You've just spoken Greek to me, so I have no idea what a chuck is.
Well, it's actually on a drill. The chuck on the drill is the piece in the front, but a router is a very specific machine. It doesn't have, but some people do use the bit. They fit it into the chuck of the drill bit.
Okay.
It's the thing that you tighten. It's got like a little nozzle that comes out and widens. And it's
your inner Italian is showing. I wish you could all see Angelo's hands flapping wildly as he tries to get me to understand. As a follow-up question, this person is clearly having an ongoing problem. Can you take something into a hardware store and ask them to take a look at it and maybe give him some advice?
Okay, so here's the catch. you can take these, especially if it's a lower end machine. If it's a lower end machine, the cost to repair that is less than buying a new machine. And that's where the sort of difficulty, you know, we're in a throwaway society. So for 399 Rand or 599 Rand, they're going to cost you, it's going to cost you 1,000 Rand to fix if the problem is there.
So you throw away and buy another one. And there's add to the pollution problem.
There's a great place in Rudderblom Street in Woodstock that can help with repairs and sell really nice machines.
What are they called, Angelo? No, we can't remember. Okay, think about it, and if you get to it, let us know. All right. In the meantime, let's go to the lines and say hello to Isaac, who's given us a call from Mitchell's Plain. Welcome, Isaac. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Papa. How are you today, Lee?
Well, thanks. And yourself?
Right. Papa, I've got an extension onto the house in front here. Now, they call it, I think, it's a parapet, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A parapet roof, yeah?
Yeah. Now, I've used that cross, as I put the cross around the cross with some black, was a bitumen, and I've done, let's say, several times, this was 3 or 4 winter, but sometimes I see now after a time it's still seeping through. Is there another way that I do the whole room with tiles? Well, it just lasts for a couple of years. Is there another way that I can perhaps try to eliminate that problem?
Let me answer that question, because this is vitally important. No matter what system you put on the roof, whether it's a bituminous-based system, an acrylic system, whether it's a torch-on system, polyurea-less, but the point is these things need to be maintained at least every 2 years with a refresher coat. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, when you're applying this product, you have to saturate the lup. Okay, it has to be soaked right through, because if it's not, it tends to debond and can debond in a particular area. And if that's the case, water can get in. So one has to look at that. Okay, so it's essential that the system that you are using, whether you're using the pup and lup system, that the lup is, so you put your first coat on nice and thick, then you embed your membrane into it, and then you brush on a thick coat, push it hard so that it goes through the system.
Thanks very much for that. I think we've got a couple of lovely days here, Papa, and I'm going to do that, start that all over again.
Good luck, Isaac, and make sure you saturate it completely. If Angela and I had a rant for every time we had a leaking parapet roof question, we wouldn't be here. We'd be retired in the Maldives, I think, Angela.
For sure.
Isaac, good luck to you. Is it Power Tool Repairs in Rudderblom Road that you were thinking of? Thank you.
Thank
whichever
you.
Canny listener came up with the answer that quickly, or it could be my producer. Thank you. Peter in Hout Bay wants to respond on the router problem. Peter, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Pippa and Angela. That problem is an age-old problem. It's what we call a rookie error. The bit goes into the collet. That's what holds it down. And you undo the collet with a spanner. And what people don't realize is, especially if you're not used to it, you loosen it and it goes loose. And you think, oh, now the bit should come out, but it doesn't. You need to turn it another full turn or two turns. It'll tighten up again, and then it loosens for the second time. And when it's loosened for the second time, then the bit almost just falls out. It's one of those things. It's a two-stage loosening of that collet on all routers.
Peter, thank you very much for explaining very well. Appreciate that feedback. Have a great afternoon, Peter in Hout Bay. Let's go back to the pup and lup system. Gary has a question on the line from Epping. Good afternoon, Gary.
Good afternoon, Pippa and Angela. What is your opinion for parapet roofs for galvanized metal flashing versus pup and lup, Angela?
Okay, I prefer the metal system, okay, with the counter flashing. I always have, because once it's in, okay, it needs less maintenance. Because the minute you have a pup and lup system, you do have to maintain it, which means you have to be on your roof at least every two years as a minimum, okay? Once the metal roofs, the counter flashings are cut into the wall, and then that joint, it's fitted in. It goes over the roof sheet, and then that joint is then sealed with a polyurethane bead, which then prevents any water. So to me, for a longer term, less maintenance finish, I would go with a metal counter flashing.
Thanks, Angela. I just wanted clarity on that with someone who's got a small roofing metal background that I'm giving clients the right advice, what you've just suggested now. Thank you.
Thank you, no problem. Gary. Appreciate your call. We can take a few more on 021-446-0567. He loves being told he's right. Angela, thank you very much. Poor old Harry on the SMS line. I hope you can help him, or I don't know if this one is fixable. But Harry is a situation where 10 years ago, he paved half of his yard. He's recently paved the other half, so he's now sitting with old and new red and black bricks. Wants to know, is there anything you can do to try and match up the colors?
We are busy with a project in Claremont where the pavers are about 15 years old, and we just put a machine on there that all it does is it goes over and it washes the pavers, and what comes out underneath is like brand new. So maybe over years the dirt is just ingrained, etc., etc., and maybe a machine like this will work. You can definitely see the difference. But that being said, if there is a difference in color, you know, one is bright red and one is dirty gray, a dirty red, then you're never going to match it up 100%.
Yeah.
Then you might want to coat, but coating results in maintenance, etc. So I would try with a machine to clean it first, and you can hire those machines.
And can you use grey water in those machines is a quite important question.
Well, we used water from the borehole, and the borehole was tested. So we had a specific type of water from that borehole, and that was tested, so there was no damage to the machines. What the guys have said to me before is that, and on research, is that if you use grey water on things with mechanical parts, they could be, or metal parts, there could be problem, long-term problems.
Depending on what's in that water.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you very much. Let's go back to the lines and say hello to Kevin in Plumstead. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hi, good afternoon, Pippa. Hi, Angelo. How are you guys doing?
Well, thanks. And you, Kevin?
Good,
yeah,
thanks.
Awesome. I'm doing well. Awesome show. I just want to let Angelo know. I'm going to let him one word first. Well, it's a couple of words. The Dukes, we know each other from there, but that's long ago.
Okay.
He's looking stumped.
Dukes.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's one of the brothers. I'm not sure which one. Doesn't matter. Anyway.
What's the question, Kevin?
Gino. The question is, I have a kitchen door frame, okay? I removed a door from there a couple of years ago, and then I subsequently had a leak of the water pipe in the wall, which has been fixed up. I sorted that out. But the door frame has now become rusted. Now, my question is it preferable to treat that door frame, grind it down, sand it down, and then one of the numerous products on the market to treat rust, or should I have it taken out the wall and replaced?
Okay, so problem number one is that you've probably got the rust is probably starting from behind, which means what you're seeing in front is only the resultant rust. Okay, so if you stick your finger through there, you might go all the way through. And that's a big problem. So if you've got a number of those spots, then it's best to replace it. However, you can use a car body filler with the two-part body filler. If it's not deep rust, you can use that to fill it up. You do your mix, fill it up, sand it, and then paint over it. And that should last you a little bit longer. But in essence, you haven't solved the problem. The rust is coming from the back.
Kevin, thank you for your call. And Angela, we must wrap there. As always, thank you for being with us. We'll put our heads together during the ads to decide who wins the lovely prize you brought along.
That was so quick.
Went like a lightning. Angela D'Ambrosio of IPMT Remedial Building Consultants.